As the candidates gather for the Republican debate in Simi Valley, California tonight, one candidate is not there. He's right here in Virginia because he is Virginia's own Governor Jim Gilmore. Governor Gilmore, thanks for joining us today.
Good. Thanks for the chance to talk to your listeners.
Just remind everyone what you were a latecomer here. You were the last candidate to announce, and because of what aspect of the criteria meant that you weren't included in the debate tonight?
Well, the CNN had pre-selected certain polls, but they've ignored others, where I'm actually polling ahead of some of the people they are including.
Yeah.
So I think CNN is doing this wrong. I think that they're in violation of their duty as a steward of the process, but it isn't going to change my strategy.
Well, consider this your forum. You're speaking to WMAL and the vast listenership. We're going to let you have your time. If you were on the stage tonight, what would be the main point that you would try to make?
You know, the main point that I would make if I were on the stage tonight is that I am actually an electable conservative, a person who's served in office, who has a track record that's strong, who can actually be the president. I haven't said anything at this point that is completely out of bounds. I think that I'm electable. But second of all, I'm different from the other candidates in the field. I'm different from Jeb Bush on Common Core. I'm different from Donald Trump on birthright citizenship. I'm different from Scott Walker, who wants to build a fence, a wall across the American-Canadian border. And these are differentiations that I would love to have had the opportunity to make tonight in the CNN debate.
Well, let's explore a couple of them. First of all, with regard to birthright citizenship, I mean, going a long way from when it was first adjudicated in the Supreme Court back in the turn of the century, the last century, now we have the situation where people are coming across the border just to have a baby so that they can have a child who is a citizen. That wasn't really what the drafters of the 14th Amendment or the Supreme Court in that one decision in the late 1800s had in mind, is it?
I certainly don't approve of anybody coming to this country strictly for the purpose of having a baby and having that child have American citizenship. But I think that can be dealt with in more appropriate ways than Donald Trump has discussed. Donald Trump has now made an overall assault on the 14th Amendment, which is still valid. And it was put into the Constitution for the purpose of protecting the rights of citizens who were born naturally in this country.
Well, specifically slaves, though, Governor Gilmore.
I mean, absolutely.
We didn't even have an immigration policy when they drafted the 14th Amendment, right?
It is absolutely true that it was intended to address the fact that freed African Americans were now citizens of the United States and their rights should be protected. But that doesn't, it's not exclusively directed towards that particular function. It is intended to make sure that we don't single out any group of Americans for special mistreatment.
I see.
And that's what what Donald Trump has been doing, and that's why he's assaulting the 14th Amendment, and I don't agree with that.
Governor Gilmore,
I do have specific proposals to deal with the issues, but that ain't it.
Let me ask you, I know that national security is a big focus of yours, and I wonder if you think it's gotten enough play right now in the debate amongst the Republicans. Do you think they're going to talk about it enough tonight, and what would you like to bring to the table with regard to national security?
Well, it is true that as one of the former governors, I am the only one really who has serious foreign policy experience. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be addressed appropriately in the debate tonight. I know this. My signature issues are the growth of the American economy so people can go back to work and we can have a strong enough country to have a good foreign and national security policy. And yes, it is true that I have the experience in foreign policy the others do not have. And I do believe that there are crises and challenges ahead that's going to require somebody besides an amateur to be president of the United States. I think I can fill that role because of the experience and track record that I have.
One quick reflection. You know, Governor Gilmore, we've had you on WMAL for years now to sort of reflect on the Republican Party in Virginia and the Republican Party writ large, because obviously you have held positions of great prominence in the party. Well, you just mentioned an amateur. I mean, if you look at the national polls and the very important polls in the early states right now, you've got Donald Trump, Ben Carson, and Carly Fiorina, three political novices, never held elected office before, getting over 50% of the attention and 50% of the votes, or if there were votes today. What does that tell you about the state of the Republican Party today?
Well, it tells me about the state of America that people are angry, they're frustrated. I can understand that. I think, for example, with the Iranian deal that's coming along, that the Republican leadership in Congress has not been aggressive enough. They've allowed the president to turn the treaty process on its head, and therefore that proposal is going to go through unscathed. I think the people of the United States are frustrated, and I share that frustration. But that doesn't mean that you turn around and put a rank amateur into the presidency of the United States in a dangerous time like this. There's so much that needs to be done. I have made specific proposals to increase jobs, to increase the growth of the economy of this country, and to take the sequester off and rebuild the United States military so that we're prepared to deal with the challenges that still face us. And remember, I chaired the National Commission on Terrorism for this country for 5 years. That challenge is still ahead of us as the Middle East continues to unravel and deteriorate. I can handle these issues. Many of the other candidates, I think, cannot.
Governor Gilmore, you won't be on stage, but you will be using social media tonight, Facebook and Twitter, to give your comments and your running commentary. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the chance to speak to your listeners.